Novak Djokovic has claimed that he was poisoned by food he consumed during his detention ahead of the 2022 Australian Open. In an interview with GQ published on Thursday, the Serbian tennis star said that while he was held in a Melbourne hotel after his visa was cancelled due to his unvaccinated status, he suffered from high levels of heavy metals, including lead and mercury. Djokovic explained that upon returning to Serbia, he discovered the presence of these heavy metals in his system. "I was fed with some food that poisoned me," he said. The Australian Department of Home Affairs declined to comment on his claims due to privacy concerns. The former world number one also discussed his deportation from Australia, describing the situation as political rather than related to his vaccination status. He said he was viewed as a public threat and that his deportation was a response to the political climate in the country at the time. "It was so political. It had nothing really to do with the vaccine or COVID-19, Djokovic added. Tennis Australia CEO Craig Tiley declined to comment on Djokovic's claims, saying that the focus should be on the upcoming Australian Open rather than events from 3 years ago. "It was 3 years ago. We're just focused on delivering a great event," Tiley said when asked about Djokovic's allegations. Djokovic also spoke about the stress and trauma he experienced during his time in Melbourne, including being followed by police and being treated as a fugitive while preparing for the tournament. Despite the difficult experience, Djokovic clarified that he did not hold any grudge against the Australian people, though he noted his family harbors resentment. He said that many Australians had expressed regret over the treatment he received, and he appreciated the reinstatement of his visa by the new Australian government. Djokovic, who won the Australian Open in 2023 for a record 10th time, is now preparing for his 25th major title pursuit at the upcoming tournament.